Hello and welcome to Nikon Report, your weekly roundup of all the latest Nikon news and all other photographic announcements that we found interesting. It's Konstantin here.
And this is Becky.
Let's do it, shall we?
We shall. We're at Nikon Report number 135, would you believe? And we'll start off today with some Nikon winter instant savings in the UK. And I believe also across the Europe and Nordics.
Everywhere across the European Union, maybe in another parts of Europe as well. So, promotion runs till 15th of January. So you have quite a bit of time and you can save, if you can believe it, up to £540 on certain things. We're going to put all the prices on the screen so you can have a look at them, but you are welcome to go to our website to see all the discounts for yourself. And if there's something that interests you, then definitely place an order. Obviously, if you're planning a lot of things for Christmas, it may be worth getting things early for a simple reason that people tend to buy things in the last minute and they seem to run out. So
right.
If you are planning a special gift for a special someone, which means yourself, of a beautiful Nikon lens, then definitely do that.
That's right. We have Nikon Zs, including Z6, Z7, Mark IIs, Z5, Z50, ZFC, Z30. We also have a huge range of Z lenses. And then we also have the D850, D780 and F-mount lenses, plus some binoculars. So over 60 products are on discount. Do definitely check out our website if you're interested in treating yourself or someone. And we would be happy to deliver it to you well before Christmas.
All right, on to some delivery updates. So first one up is Z600 F6.3 is finally shipping worldwide. It is out of stock everywhere. So obviously the first batch went to people who pre-ordered. The good news is that if you pre-order one now, then more shipments will come your way.
That's right. Now, we also hear that a new batch of the Z180 to 600 lenses was shipped in the US. Apparently, a third batch was shipped to fulfill orders that were placed on the day of the official announcement, which was back in June. So if you think about how long it's taken just to get delivery number three, we over here in the UK haven't had, I believe, our third delivery yet. We're still waiting. I have been told many, many times by the powers that be at Nikon that there are delays, expect delays. Unfortunately, it's one of those situations where they didn't expect the level of demand or whatever, but it has been a very popular release and we hope to fulfill all our back orders as soon as we can. But please bear with us if you are waiting over here in the UK.
Delays, 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 delays.
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 Now on to shortages rather than delays. We have the ZF in Japan. Apparently, there are a lot of back orders. Yodobashi Camera says the next shipment is scheduled for late April 2024.
Now, don't believe that. We literally had the same information about 180 to 600 last week. Remember
that's
that.
That's correct.
And for a lot of places, those things are just basically a placeholder. So we believe that if you're in Japan, you will get your ZF much earlier than that. But also, we get shipments in UK, and I assume there are shipments in the United States. I don't think there's a long waiting list for Nikon ZF compared to, let's say, something like 180-600. And it's not to do with the less demand, but actually with just more units coming in.
Better supply. And that's what we like to hear. If we move on to the 135 1.8S planer, the delivery time is apparently up to 3 months as of today. We don't know if that's going to change. Now, this is, again, news from Japan. Yodobashi say late January 24, and Bic Camera say late January 24, while Camera Kitamura say approximately 3 months. There are other places that haven't listed a delivery date or time frame. We in the UK, again, had a delay on our first delivery. That was actually just Grays Westminster specifically. But other people have received deliveries, and we are getting more in stock very soon. So if you placed an order on day one, you should have your order fulfilled within the next few weeks.
Fantastic. On to some other news. There's a very interesting video came out in Chinese, and it compares a Nikon ZF in black and white mode with a Leica monochrome. So I believe it's M10M monochrome. So it's in Chinese, but it can be auto-translated with the subtitles via power of YouTube and Google. I think it's worth a watch because you can see the comparisons between the shots taken with two cameras over the same scene and see how a fully monochrome sensor of Leica compares to the regular sensor that is on Nikon ZF in black and white mode and what's the differences like. Just looking at the comments under the video, it seems like that Leica has slightly better contrast in certain scenes. But have a look for yourself and do let us know in the comments below.
Next up, Small Rig have released a new Night Eagle cage kit for Nikon Z8 cameras, and it's a bit odd. and apparently two versions are available, one which is an entire kit and one which is just a cage on its own. Now, this cage is very, I would say it's kind of steampunky. That's what I feel like it's going for here.
It's interesting because obviously they say they're trying to tribute to classics because you've got leather elements on the metal cage, you've got red line elements, you've got a little curved structure there. So it's all those things are thrown in. And what Smallrig says, they say that in Nikon's century-old history, every milestone has demonstrated the courage to push boundaries and dedication to innovation. The concept of small rig fits perfectly with it, so we designed the Night Eagle series cage specifically for Nikon Z series, integrating Nikon's classic elements and innovative curved structures. The Night Eagle symbolizes the courage and pays tribute to every fearless creator. Wow.
That is quite a testament to the direction that they have gone in for this release. But let's talk about some features. We've got an Eagle Wings handle, which contains hidden screws. So it looks like this.
So you can fly.
Eagle. And then we have a detached cold shoe mount, easy clamp flip. And I don't know if this is just on the design, but it looks like there's also some gold on the front there. So, and possibly on some of the other bits. So, or bronze maybe. So quite a different product coming from Smallrig here.
Very interesting. I mean, it's $143 with a handle, and I think it's about $90 without the handle. Designed for video work. So if you're into video side of things, it's a nice cage to have because obviously you can rig it up with a lot of accessories. It's very interesting that Smallrig takes Nikon design and try to implement it into the structure of the cages itself. So
Well, I think this is an interesting point, actually, is third-party brands integrating Nikon design into some of their stuff, particularly because we know now, based off of the ZF launch, that Nikon are working with Smallrig. They are supplying, over here in the UK, a Smallrig grip with every pre-order of the ZF up until the end of November. So we know that they're working side-by-side with Smallrig on products. I suppose this indicates that they have maybe given early access of certain products like the ZF to Smallrig to then create a design of something around it rather than delaying for a few weeks. So it makes me wonder if companies like Nissan and Profoto might do a similar thing. Like, oh, we have Nikon-centric flashes which have design elements from Nikon earlier speed lights. I don't quite know why they'd want to do that. But anyway, into their new products that they bring out, which we are yet to see. But I think that that could be an interesting thing, giving other brands the sort of early access to products to say, you create a product that fits with ours, but do it with our design ethos in mind.
So it's interesting to me, obviously, ZF comes with a Smallrig grip straight when you order the camera. So obviously they work together. Mm. What's interesting to me is that they talk with the brands that are not super expensive because Smallrig, it's quite all right price-wise. We're not talking, let's say, really right staff prices, etc. For flashes, we have Nissin, which is kind of a regular price. And then obviously Profoto is more premium price. Mm-hmm. So it's good to have those points where if you want expensive things, okay, for flash, you have that. But let's say for accessories, I think Smallrig price consumer-friendly and also quality-wise, it's not cutting any corners.
No, and I think if you want the more expensive accessories, there are, in the case of the Nikon ZF grip specifically, only Nikon Japan do that one. Nikon don't make cages, for example, for their stuff. But it is sort of maybe a glimpse of what we might see in the future of more third-party brands creating products that then fit the ethos and design of Nikon cameras. And if so, I'm all for it.
Agreed. All right, on to some other news. The winners of the 2023 Nikon Small World Photo Microscopic Competition announced.
Yeah. Okay, good.
To you, Becky.
That's great. So Nikon Instruments Incorporated unveiled the winners of their 49th Nikon Small World Photo Micrography Competition. This year's first place prize was awarded to Hassanein Kambari, assisted by Jaden Dixon of the Lion's Eye Institute, for his vivid image of a rodent optic nerve head showing astrocytes, yellow, contractile proteins, red, and retinal vasculature in green. The colourful image provides an important contribution to the study and reversal of diabetic retinopathy, which affects 1 in 5 persons with diabetes worldwide. So not only is it a stunning image, but it also contributes to science. Now, in second place, there is a matchstick igniting by the friction surface of the box by Olli Bielefeld.
So to see all the winning images, definitely hit to Nikon Small World website with all those important things. I mean, I didn't understand any word you said, and probably I'm not alone, but you see, when I talk about microphotography, it's flowers to me, you know, it's just, it's only flowers, really.
It's not even microphotography, but anyway.
So, you know, but there's a small world out there, and it's a Nikon Small World, in the link under the video.
Excellent. Moving on to some third-party news for you, Viltrox released new firmware updates for 4Z mount lenses. So that's the 23 1.4, 33 1.4, 56 1.4, and 85 1.8.
Yeah, most of them have autofocus. So I think if you update this, maybe your autofocus will improve. Who knows? But on to review section, where we have 70 to 180 review by Christoph Frost.
Yes.
Remember that lens?
I do. We reviewed it a while back.
Yeah, it's a nice lens. It's small and light. Yeah, it's very good.
And we also have Nikon Session Season 2, Episode 6, which is Stories That Change the World as our topic. So they say, how do you tell stories effectively through the lens, gain insight from some of the industry's top photographers, filmmakers, and distributors in the final episode of Nikon Session Season 2? We're joined by Tiana Williams, San Del Wild, and Sam Hockley and Sam Sutaria to discuss their different techniques on how to document those important moments. We explore relationship building, connecting with your subject, telling stories from other people's perspectives, and much more. So definitely be sure to check that out.
Well, since it's a short podcast this week, we decided to throw in for free a point of discussion. This one comes from the letters from our viewers. And Becky is going to read that out for you.
That's right. I'm paraphrasing here, but this is from a recent comment under one of our review videos. This was under the 180 to 600 to 200 to 500 comparison. And BalantK9373 said, really hard to admit, but with the introduction of the Z8 and the new Superb Z mount lenses, I feel like the F mount became completely obsolete. Went on to talk about their own experiences with F-mount and versus Z-mount, and then said the only reason to stay with F-mount would be the discounted prices on the used market. And I think this is an interesting point because, yes, the Z lenses are, as they rightly said, absolutely superb, and they do often outshine the F-mount equivalents. In fact, I don't think that there's a single F-mount lens that is better than the Z-mount equivalent specifically. Yeah. But I do think that with the F-mount, I mean, certainly with those more recent lenses, like the E-type lenses, the FLs, etc., we're probably not going to see replacements for those for a while. And they do hold their own.
Yeah, my question is really, let's say, like, I mean, everything's so good. When it's becoming not good enough, is it the stuff that's we just came out and you have to have the latest and the rest is just not good enough, or the stuff that's produced within the last 10 years is actually really, really good because it all comes with the latest technology. Yes, it's been designed for the mount that we maybe no longer use. Well, people who switch to mirrorless. But at the same time, when you speak to a lot of professional photographers who run the business as a business,
yeah,
where you don't buy the latest and greatest, where you really need to work your cameras and lenses to a certain amount of time because you look on return on investment. So when you talk about my camera paid for itself, it's not just it paid for itself. It needs to make money over and over and over, and that's how you run the business.
Mm.
So when you ask them, they don't upgrade as often. They don't upgrade every generation. They maybe upgrade every third generation or so, and they run them down till the camera can function and then get something better.
Yeah.
So the question is, obviously, as enthusiasts, we're definitely looking at the latest and greatest. If you're looking at anything, not just photography, but computer parts or something, there's a new video card came out. I don't know. There's a new laptop came out with a new processor, which is fancy. And it's, let's say, reaches 200 points extra on that PC benchmark test or something like this.
Very important.
The question is, if you look at actually the real image quality, when is it not good enough? Do you really see a day and night difference between, let's say, F-mount 24-70 2.8e and the latest Z 24-70 2.8? What do you think?
I think that having new cameras has a lot to do with needing new lens designs to put on them, particularly when resolution changes and things like that. We've experienced ourselves when we've been using cameras with, let's say, a lower resolution, and the lenses have looked fantastic, and then upgraded to a high resolution camera, that our beloved older lenses tend to not hold their own so well. But even then, I mean, we're adapting sometimes old manual focus lenses going back to 50, 60 years old onto modern cameras. And although they're not the sharpest lenses at that point when you're putting them on 24 or 45 megapixels, they have a certain charm, a character about them. And I think that sometimes there is an obsession with sharpness that is not necessarily the right thing. Obviously, when you buy a brand new lens that's just straight off the conveyor belt, you know, has just come out, you want it to be the sharpest thing ever.
Yeah.
And Nikon are undeniably delivering on that. But I think that if you have an older lens that you're maybe thinking, well, I don't need the speed of autofocus, I don't need this, that, and the other thing. Optically, if you bought a lens in the last 10, 15, maybe even 20 years, I think optically it will still hold its own to a certain degree.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, imagine Nikon releases all the Z mount lenses. I mean, we have quite a few now, but imagine they're going to go for Mark II versions.
Mm.
Imagine we're going to get 85 1.2 Mark II, let's say 5-7 years down the road.
I think it'd be more than that, but yeah.
Like, how much do you need to improve on?
Yeah.
On the native glass? Because obviously, yeah, if you're looking at F mount and Z mount, yeah, Z mount gives you a lot of advantages. Parts of it is the actual optical image quality, but obviously technology surrounding the build of lenses has changed. We went from physical prototypes to design everything on the computer and doing all the tests on the computer mostly. And then kind of on the final stage, we start to release the physical products.
Yeah.
So how much can we improve on the current design?
Yeah, I also think that maybe they've future-proofed themselves considerably. Like, we had a Nikon Roadshow on Friday. It was very successful. We had the lovely Bruno Morari from Nikon come over and show us a bunch of stuff. He also had the planer with him, and we were looking at the back of the planer versus the 85 1.2, and the planer has a larger rear element because it covers a wider image circle than the 85 1.2. And it just led me to the thought that, oh, actually, Nikon are future-proofing their lenses to a certain degree, I think. And I don't think that we will see Generation 2 Z lenses for a long, long time. Even the staple go-to Holy Trinity 1424, 2470, 70-200 lenses will stick around for a long, long time before we see replacements. What I do think is that if you've already got existing Nikon F-mount lenses, don't necessarily immediately dismiss them when going for a Z camera. I think that the two systems do work hand in hand very nicely. And unless you are doing professional product or fine art photography and you specifically want something that is just absolutely sharp all the time, or you need something that's super fast that works with Synchro VR and all the rest of it, then I think that F-mount lenses will stick around in professionals' kit bags for many years to come.
And it's a bargain to be had secondhand as well.
For sure.
Because when people upgrade, then we get now quite a few F-mount lenses, really. So for some of you who are looking for a really good value for money, then secondhand F-mount lenses, that's where it's at. But do you think it's the just kind of an internet bubble we're in, the kind of the news cycle? Obviously, we're a news podcast, so we are talking about the latest stuff, and it's just part of being a news podcast. But we do talk about other stuff on our live stream and our videos, anything from film to, let's say, DSLRs to the latest digital.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think it's just the way the internet bubble works, where you have to be on trend all the time? And that's why people just looking into later things like, oh, I got to have one.
I think there is an element of that. I think that that's the case for many industries, not just photography, because there are people who want to make sure that they have the latest and the greatest. And it's also quite satisfying, I think, as a photographer to know that you've got the current thing and that there is nothing better than what's in your hands at that exact moment. But does everybody need that? No. It's just it's a want, it's a desire more than anything. Saying that, if you do need or want any of this, you can buy brand new and secondhand equipment from Grazer Westminster. We have an incredible selection of F-mount lenses as well as DSLRs. And we still have people who want to buy mint condition or excellent condition DSLRs to act as either backups or to upgrade from their existing DSLRs. So there is a place for it.
Absolutely. In fact, we have a brand new D1, Nikon D1, as a not for sale piece, but as a collector's piece. At the end of the day, when you look at the images, do you really ask yourself what lens has been taken with? Was it lens from 100 years ago or the lens that had been released yesterday? Ask yourself that question. Hopefully that clears a lot up for you.
But let us know what you think in the comments below. Do you think there is still a market for F-mount lenses, or are you absolutely in need of the latest and the greatest at all times? What problem are you trying to solve with the new lenses? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
The answer is yes. And that's a wrap. Thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you very much for watching and or listening. Please give us a like and a subscribe if you're on YouTube. If you're listening on a podcast platform, please tell all your friends, leave us a rating, a review, and follow us as well.
Here's a couple of indie platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify's, Amazon's. We are on all of them, so you can just find them by searching Nikon Report in the search bar. But we're also available on the social platforms like Instagram.
Yes. I'm at Rebecca_Danese. The shop is at Nikon@Grays.
And I'm at Konstantin Kochkin. We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.